You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government's budget size for FY24 will likely witness only a single-digit rise from the bloated revised estimate for the current fiscal, despite a series of state polls in 2023 and the general election in early 2024, as fiscal consolidation is back in focus. Instead, it will aim to further improve the quality of spending by enhancing capex from the already elevated FY23 level and curbing the acceleration in revenue spending, official sources told FE. This way, the government hopes to balance the need to spur growth with the fiscal prudence imperatives. It is also conscious of the fact that nominal GDP expansion in FY24 will ease from this fiscal's level. So will the revenue growth. The centre may peg its total budgetary expenditure at Rs 44 to 46 trillion for the next fiscal, compared with a likely revised estimate of close to Rs 42 trillion for FY23. Of this, about Rs 9 trillion could be allocated for capex, including the long-term interest-free loans to states for capex next fiscal, against Rs 7.5 trillion for FY23. The rest will comprise revenue expenditure. In some more economy news, the goods and services tax collections came in at Rs 1.49 trillion in December 2022, largely November transactions, up 15.2% on year and a modest 2.5% increase sequentially, reflecting the festive sales and a somewhat steady pace of economic revival. The collections, which are the third highest this fiscal, are in line with the average monthly mop-up of Rs 1.49 trillion so far this fiscal, against the average Rs 1.23 trillion in 2021-22. Buoyed by the high inflation as well as the normalization of economic activities, the government is hopeful of exceeding the budgeted target of Rs 6.6 trillion for central GST receipts by at least Rs 1.5 trillion. The mop-up was Rs 1.45 trillion in November. It touched a peak of Rs 1.67 trillion in April 2022, followed by the second highest collection of Rs 1.52 trillion in October. Monthly GST revenues have been higher than Rs 1.4 trillion for the 10th month in a row. Meanwhile, the government is looking at setting up an inter-ministerial panel for putting in place a mechanism by which certain areas where policies are still in evolutionary stages could be demarcated and therefore cannot be examined by the Competition Commission of India solely on the grounds of competition. Creation of manufacturing hubs through incentive schemes, information technology rules, digital data protection bill, and the upcoming Digital India Act are some of the areas identified for now. Sources said that higher echelons of the government are of the view that certain orders of the CCI in recent times have been intersecting and in some cases even clashing with matters which fall in the domain of policy making. The inter-ministerial panel, which will be formed, would have officials from the Finance Ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, the Ministry of Electronics and IT, the Ministry of Consumers Affairs, and the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. Moving on, the country's unemployment rate touched a 16-month high of 8.3% in December, the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy said, but added that the increase was partly attributable to a rise in the labour participation rate. Previously, the joblessness rate had touched a high of 8.32% in August 2021. The rate has been slowly rising in recent months, with the August 2022 figure coming in at 8.28%. The All India unemployment rate was 8% in November, but had risen to over 9% for a few days in December. However, Mahesh Vyas, Managing Director, CMIE, said the increase in the unemployment rate is not a matter of concern. It has risen because the labor force participation rate has increased, he told FE. According to CMIE data, the urban unemployment rate rose to 10.09% in December 2022, while rural unemployment was marginally lower at 7.44% in the month. On to the last segment, the centre is likely to save at least Rs 10,000 crore in the seventh and final phase, October to December 2022, of the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana and upwards of Rs 25,000 crore for the whole of the current financial year. This is against a total outlay of Rs 1.3 trillion for the April-December 2022 period. According to sources, states have not lifted a quarter of 12 million ton allocated under the free ration scheme for its seventh phase. With this, the total savings against allocation of Rs 3.19 trillion since the scheme's inception in April 2020, will be above Rs 40,000 crore, they added. The Food Ministry had informed states that lifting of food grain under the scheme would be allowed only till December 31st, 2022. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.